It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Friday. We are live today at Nashville Super Speedway. It is finally here, the Ally 400 race weekend, with three races starting tonight. The Rackley Roofing 200 Craftsman Truck Series race, the Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity Series race tomorrow, and the Cup Series race on Sunday. He's Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Connor Newt, better known as the Speaker, is back at the Game Nashville Studios. What's up, JoJo?
What's happening, man? Robbie and Rexro done defending this Saros contract? Are they off
you're
the air
You're just ready
now?
To – yes, they are, because we're on the air. You're ready to –
my goodness.
You're ready to debate this. And, look, I think that's fine. And that is, you know, going to be a major topic of discussion today. UC Saros, the reports out there surfaced last night that he will be signing an 8-year contract extension to remain with the Nashville Predators, and Elliot Friedman, others reporting it, Greg Wyshynski, that it would be just under $62 million total, which would make the salary cap hit roughly $7.74 million through the 2032-2033 season.
Wow.
7.74, a nice little play there with his number being 74. They've done that with Roman Josi now.
We're getting cute with numbers. Is that where when you're giving all
sometimes
this money away?
I mean, sometimes it happens. But, look, I think if you'd been listening to Barry Trotz and paying attention, you knew this was probably coming. You just heard the clip there in the update from Elliot Friedman saying that, you know, people were telling him that Saros was saying, I want to get this done. I want to stay in Nashville. Doesn't want to move. And the deal cannot become official until Monday when the league year starts.
Okay.
That is when free agency opens, and then they will be able to – actually announce the extension and sign the extension. But all indications are that the deal is done. UC Saros will remain a Predator for the next 8 years.
Unbelievable. 8 years. Guaranteed?
Yeah. Hockey contracts are guaranteed. And there's
good
probably
for him.
There's probably going to be trade protection. Now, I think we're going to, you know, debate this.
I think it's terrible.
Bit. You think it's terrible?
I think it's terrible.
And why do you think it's terrible?
Because you watch these games, everybody complains and gripes about Saros, and then what was the stat? He was pulled more than any NHL goalie last year, and then you go sign him up long term. Hell, you sit on this show and said, "Man, he was bad last night. He was bad."
He had a down year.
Yeah,
for him, had a down year.
I don't know. I mean, I just think it's probably 50-50. But this, like, the defense team that Saros has of Robbie and Rexrode and Willie and all you guys is just crazy, man. I'm sorry, I just not – I mean, look, I'm not in the locker room every day, and I don't watch every single shift of every single game, but I just do a lot of consternation for Nashville Predator fans, the ones that I know, like, get him out of there, and now you've signed him? Okay. I mean, I hope he's wildly successful, but man, oh, man, that's a lot for a person where a lot of fans were like, yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
So I've received a text from the law offices of Robbie and Rexrode.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie says, are Robbie and Rexrode, who've been against the contract for a year, done defending the contract? They have. Look, and here's my thing.
Wow.
I was on the – and this was all based on what are you? Like, what are the Nashville Predators? Are you, you know, planning more for the future? And if that's the case, then you don't want to sign Saros to a long-term extension.
Okay.
If you feel like that you're in the now and you can compete in the now, like, can you win the Stanley Cup in the next 3 to 5 years? Because to me, that's how you have to look at this if you're Barry Trotz. Now, I don't know his answer to that question. My answer to that question right now is no. But a lot can change in the next few days. Because we've seen this. We just saw the Florida Panthers win a Stanley Cup. A lot of those key pieces were trades or free agent acquisitions. They weren't through the draft. Now, they have a mix of that, and that's important. But, I'm not going to sit here and say I love it because long-term extensions scare me. And we have seen historically that more times than not, you don't get the full value out of the contract. And, I mean, you know, the thing with the Predators, Johansson didn't work. Duchesne didn't work. Turris didn't work. I would say right now you feel good about Josi. You're probably going to feel good about Forsberg. Pecorine, you felt good about. That was a good extension, the 7-for-7. So, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's the risk that you have to take. But I knew they were probably going to get something done. I do not think Yaroslav Askarov is ready to be the full-time NHL starter. And I'm not saying that anybody really thought that, but, you know, right now, Barry Trotz and now Mitch Korn coming back into the fold, they want to keep him in Milwaukee. And with some of the maturity issues and some of the things towards the end of the year, I don't think that's a bad thing. Now, and here's the thing. He's already done a Instagram post that's like sitting on the beach. It, you know, got the beach in the background. It said, sometimes things just happen for a reason. And it's like, dude, just get off Instagram. Like, just be a pro, man. Take it. I get it. Like, he has every right to be disappointed and upset. Like, there are times in life where something happens that affects you and doesn't affect anybody else, and so therefore you're disappointed and upset and nobody understands why. I get that.
Okay.
Like, I go through that. Everybody goes through that. But, you know, he's got to just kind of take it and do something about it.
Right.
Now, go out, play your ass off, and see if you can get called up to the NHL. And then if your opportunity doesn't come here and comes elsewhere, then good for you. Make the most of it.
There's always consternation when a team signs a guy to a long deal. And you're like, what? But it's just, this is another level of people like, what? Huh? What? Just all over. And Wheels bashing me. He says, my hockey talk is mind-numbing. Look, it is. I'll admit, I know, all I know about hockey are the Nashville Predators. I didn't watch a single second of the Stanley Cup final because I don't care. I care about the Nashville Predators. I bought tickets. I love that team. I love everything about the Nashville Predators. I just don't understand this.
So, Will, let me ask you, what would you like him to say? You know, this is where I'll get defensive, that because not everybody is an expert on everything.
Yeah.
It's not how this works. It's a sports talk show.
Right.
Like, am I more of an expert on the Predators than you are? Yes.
Absolutely,
probably.
You are.
Are you more of an expert on college football than I am? Yes. That's why this dynamic
right.
kind of works.
Absolutely.
So, you know, like, what do you want him to say? And, you know, for me, a lot of people want to weigh in on this. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I believe, and I haven't talked to Barry, but I believe that he thinks he's got the framework to put a team together that can compete with the two teams we just saw in the Stanley Cup final.
Oh, I've got
– that can compete with Dallas.
Look, I love Barry Trotz. And if he thinks this is great, that's fantastic. I just like, all right, my thing, Chase, is the fact that so many people during the regular season are like, get him out of there. I never heard that about Pekka. Pekka have a bad game here and there, but it was never so much talked about.
You're right.
Man, this guy. And look, again, I hope he wins the Vezina the next 5 years and they go to the Stanley Cup. I love it when the Preds make the playoffs and they're good. I love it. I love Trotz. I love this team. But it's just, I don't know.
You just think 8 years is too much.
Yes. Guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, $62 million somewhere in there. 7.74 a year.
That's just.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment.
Why can't you do 4 years?
Well, because the player's not going to do that. The way that it's not set up that way. Like the NFL, those contracts are set up where you could do a 3 to a 4 year deal.
Right.
And obviously there's a lot more money involved, but you know, that they would take that, but they're not fully guaranteed. But
8 years.
The way that the NHL and the NHLPA, I mean, it's better than it used to be. Like, you know, love Shea Weber, but he was on a 15-year deal. Like, that was ridiculous. Like,
good for him.
Like, the dude's going into the Hall of Fame, and he's still technically active because right. they got to pay the contract.
Right. I just – when was it before? Was it 4 years? Was it three? When did this become 8 years?
It's been because okay. there was no – like, it was just – there was no regulation behind it.
And
so,
look,
like, if
I
you wanted
it.
To sign somebody to a 20-year deal, I guess you could have.
I get things like, you know, I know Willie's going to defend the team, and I get that because he works for the team. I get all that, but – I just – the 8 years, man, with the consternation of people like, get him out of there. I just
– Well, and here's what I think it is. Like 7472 says, I don't like that contract at all. This is what I think gets people going is he is small and will get slower more than likely as he gets older and the Predators will be stuck. His size requires him to be fast. Preds won't win the cup with UC. The size has always been an issue with him.
Right.
I mean, he can't help that. He's a small goalie.
But listen,
Pekka was
to
a tree.
Right, right. All these texts, though, are pretty much about 80% of them are like, why? I don't get it. And I guess that's where I fall in line here. It's kind of like, look, it'd have been a 4-year deal. I'm good probably with that, right?
Right.
But 8 years?
Yeah.
I just, my goodness.
Here's the other thing, too, and Chip and Matt Juliet talks about this. since UC Soros has been the starting goaltender for this team, do you think that they've had the best team around him? Because I don't. Pekka always had the best team around. Not always, but through that run where they went to the Cup Final and they won the President's Trophy and they were contending, they were winning, you know, the Central Division, they had put – David Poile had put the best team around Pekka Rinne. I don't think that that has happened as of yet with Soros. I think that's what Trotz is trying to do. It started last year, signing guys like Nyquist and O'Reilly, you know, keeping Forsberg in the fold. You know, you had a guy like McDonough. Now you got to replace him. You got Yossi, obviously.
Right.
Need to go get more guys like that. And I think over the course of the next 3-4 days, you're going to see that. Like, when we come on the air Monday, we're going to be talking about new acquisitions. And then they go into free agency, and I think we're going to be talking about new acquisitions. Like, he's going to take a big swing at this thing because I think he feels like he's that close, and he knows he's got to play in the window of Soros, Forsberg, and Yossi.
Our buddy Harry Melton Henry says, got to fix the 6 in front before you worry about the 1 in the back. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
See, Henry finally had a good tweet.
Yeah.
Or a good text to us.
I think that's 100% that you got to have the right pieces around him. But the other thing is, if you don't re-sign Soros and you decided, hey, we're going to – let's say that they had said, you know what, we're trading UC Soros – and he's a part of a trade package, and you get a player like Mitch Marner. Okay, great. You got a talented player now.
Right.
You know my feelings on him, but you got a talented player. You do that, and then you go to Kevin Lankinen and Yaroslav Askarov. So you go to a guy that I think he's done quite well here as the backup.
Which one's that?
Lankinen.
Okay.
He's been the backup the last few years.
Right.
But he's not a starter.
Okay.
And then you go to a rookie and Askarov, who's 20 years old and – has to grow. That's going to take you a step back. And now, I get it. Like, Skinner just went to the Stanley Cup Final with Edmonton.
Seymour?
Yes.
Seymour!
Superintendent Chalmers put him in net, and he went to the Cup Final. So you don't have to have elite goaltending necessarily to get there, but they didn't win.
Right.
You know, so...
Let me ask you this. When Forsberg and Yossi signed their max deals... there was very, very, very little complaining.
Correct.
Now, I'm telling you, it's 75 to 80% on the text line and some of these tweets that we're seeing today of like, what?
And I agree.
And I get, had it been a 4-year deal, I'm on board, man. I'm looking on the back end when you've got to pay the 5th, 6th, and 7th and the 8th year of all this money going on. But every team has to deal with this, I would think, signing guys to those long deals. And I don't know. I just compare what happened to Forsberg and Yossi. We're like, oh, that's great, that's great. And now it's like Soros, like, what? I'm not so sure about that. And again, look, I love Barry Trotz. I mean, that man is fantastic. And so I trust him. I don't have to completely agree with everything. Look, the 3 years, 4 years, I'm fine with that. But the 8... my goodness, but Barry Trotz knows far more about this than I do, and if he thinks he's the guy, then I will accept that he's the guy going forward.
There's a narrative on Askarov that I want to address, and a texter just said it. Coming up next, we'll take your reaction. It's reported 8 years, $7.74 million per for UC Soros to remain with the Predators. Do you like it? Do you not like it? What do you think? 615-737-1025. We're live today at the Nashville Super Speedway. We'll have a little bit of racing flavor as well here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game, the most electrifying show in Nashville.
Yes, no doubt, brother.
Taking your reaction at 615-737-1025, UC Soros reportedly will sign an 8-year contract extension worth around $62 million. We do not, as a texter pointed out, we don't know, I think it was Shane in the Borough, we don't know the trade protection yet. Barry Trotz indicated the other day when he was on with Jared Stillman that UC Soros had earned some sort of trade protection. Now, my thought is maybe it's 3 or 4 years. And either at the end of the deal or, you know, something like that to give Trotz some wiggle room. I don't know if it's fully protected. But if it is, then you know, you got to work with that.
That's so he can't he signed up for. Say or do anything until Monday, right?
Correct. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
He just kind of throws it out there and things happen. Like you, probably Soros' agent started
talking. You called him during the break to ask him, you know, if he wanted to hang out this weekend.
Yeah.
And he knew what you were, calling him
about. I'm not falling for that nonsense to do all that. I just, I don't fault somebody. So you're mad at Soros. I'm not mad at the player. I'm all about the player getting as much money as he can while he's playing because the time is short. I just, again, I'm comparing the consternation that was there with Forsberg and Yossi and now with this, and you fans out there were getting so mad at him during the season and when he got pulled and good and all that. I just, if Barry Trotz, again, thinks he's the one, then he's the one, and I will shut my mouth.
Let's go to the phone, 615-737-1025. Ryan and Mount Juliet has been waiting patiently. Ryan, welcome in. What's up?
What's up, Chase? No, this is going to be a huge mistake. I'm sorry. You know I've defended Soros for this contract too long. I don't care about the money. The money is one thing. It is what it is. But you have a scar. He is a first-round pick. He is the highest Russian goalie ever taken in the NHL draft. When he was drafted, they compared him to Brodeur, Hasek, Wah, and several other goalies. It's a disgrace, and you just literally just spit in his face and send it, and some friends are going to come like the Titans and taking first-round picks and wasting them and get rid of them.
Yeah, but, I mean, thanks for the call, Ryan. There's also the argument of if you knew you had Soros and everybody had this – because, like, don't pretend you didn't have this thought that Soros was the heir apparent because everybody had that thought. Everybody saw how it was Rene and then, okay, you know, Soros is waiting in the wings, that Soros was one day going to take over, and he was significantly younger than Rene, you know, when Rene got to the NHL. So don't act like you didn't think that Soros was going to be the guy. That's why when they took Askarov with the 11th overall pick, I was doing a show that night, a draft show, and I looked at Justin Bradford, and I'm like, what are they doing? Like, you know, like, why are you, you know, take, like, are, does that, okay, what does that say? And then the whole conversation changed. Okay, do they not have that much faith in Soros? Do they not think Soros can be the goalie of the future? Well, clearly they do because they just signed him to an 8-year extension. So you're right. You've created a difficulty for yourself, but it's also a good problem to have because you have a premier goaltender right now, and you have what appears to be a premier goaltender for the future. Now, people have texted in going, he's the next Pecorine. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say to that.
Say it, baby.
I love Pecorine. Great. He deserves all the accolades that he's gotten. He's got the statue out there. Don't you want better than Pecorine?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right.
You know, we sit here and have Hall of Fame discussions. Respectfully, I think Pecorine is the Hall of very, very good. I don't think he's a Hall of Fame.
Hot take.
Now, had he won the Stanley Cup?
We're not doing that.
I know.
Not doing
Look,
that.
I'm with you on that argument because I know you're going with this. I'm the same way, but it does factor into it. Like, if they had won the Super Bowl in 1999, Eddie George is in the Hall of Fame.
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, that's how you look
like
at it. Yes.
That's how whether I like it or you like that rule,
right?
That's how it is.
I'm with you. And there's some people on the text line that said, well, you know, it's not all of his fault. The guys in front sometimes this year weren't very good in front of him. All right, how much do you take into account of that? I mean, if you're a great goalie, your guys in front of you are bad, aren't you still able to stop shots and do things?
Yeah.
I mean, are you that dependent on the guys in front of you to make yourself a good goalie? I don't understand that.
No, but you've got to have – I mean, it's a total team thing. That's where
– right.
Like, you know, you can – anybody that plays any sport is going to say, well, our sport is the most team sport that there is. Okay. It's true for everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
– you had that –
sorry, I was getting a phone call.
All right, who's good. Right. You had that look of like, oh God, something's happening.
Yeah.
No, I understand it, but if you're an elite player, is this an elite contract?
No. He's gonna be
It's not.
Probably when it's all said and done, he's gonna be like the sixth or seventh highest paid goalie in the league.
Who makes more? I mean, is there more
pay? Yeah, I mean I'd have to pull the list. Oh,
that's
up,
fine, but there are more goalies. Yeah. Okay. Are they better than him?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I think right now, I think he's a premier goaltender. Maybe he's – but I don't think he's elite. I think he's borderline.
Okay.
He's really good. He had a down year. And that's why a lot of people don't like this, because it's, you know, what have you done for me lately?
Right.
And he had a bad year.
When has he had a good year?
I think he, yes.
23?
The problem is you haven't seen that in the playoffs.
Okay.
But I also think that therein lies the issue with this team and what Barry Trotz is trying to fix. The last few years, this team has been just good enough to get to the playoffs, but they weren't good enough to be in the playoffs.
So the two goal backup goalies, they're gone? I'm not sticking around. You got an 8-year deal?
Well, Lankinen's going to be a free agent. He was probably never coming back.
Okay.
And then, you know, Askarov is a rookie and under a rookie deal. So, I mean, he'll still be around.
So you bring him up. He's your backup next year?
Maybe. Okay. I think Barry Trotz has indicated he's going to start in Milwaukee. They'll probably sign a backup.
Okay.
They don't think he's ready.
All right. Well, I mean, they see him day in and day out, you know, and that's fine. I would be happy with a 4-year deal. But if he got what he got and all that money, good for him. Good for UC Soros to get it while he can. It's just that, again, I think I'm with a lot of people with the, like, man, that's – but there's nothing to do about it. It's an 8-year deal. It's the way it's set up, and he's going to make all that money. Just the back 3 or 4 years, man.
A lot of you want to weigh in on this. We'll continue to take the reaction. And how does this affect the rest of the weekend and the plan for the Nashville Predators? Keep this in mind. This is very important, and I feel like I have to remind people of this.
Do it.
This extension, when it's announced on Monday, does not go into effect until next year. So this contract does not affect this year when it comes to the salary cap and all that stuff.
Wait, what? So it's 25, 26?
He still has a year left on the deal.
Wow.
So this is an extension of that. It's not like the NFL where you can just like void out what's left and then do a new contract.
Well, explain to me after the break why they're doing this deal right now.
Okay,
all right,
I will do that. 615-737-1025. It is Chase and Big Joe here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Friday at Nashville Super Speedway. Looking forward to this weekend. I'll be out here all weekend doing all the track announcing stuff. But the big news of the day, UC Soros, 8 years. Reported $62 million thereabouts, which comes to 7.74. I think they did that
adorable.
On purpose.
That's so adorable. Hey, we're going to sign away the franchise, but look, 0.74.
They're not signing away the franchise.
It's gone, man. It's over.
Some people like the deal. Some people don't like the deal. 615-737-1025. Adam in Portland says, Soros is Doug Flutie. Askarov is Rob Johnson, and we all know how that turned out. Benching someone just because they're short. So my guess is this is the right move. Hashtag Bills still suck. Hashtag it was a lateral.
Good Lord. I'm seeing, again, I think it's 80-20 not happy with this deal. That's at least going down.
I don't know.
The tweets and the text.
And I would be curious if he had had a better year than what the reaction was.
But we're sitting here, and you – and everybody else, no offense, are trying to defend this over and over and over again. If it was a good deal, you wouldn't be doing that.
I mean, I don't know if I'm necessarily defending it. I'm just telling you why.
You tried to fight a guy in the media center.
Well, he stole my bagel.
He came in. I mean, yeah, you're over the top. No, I'm just saying.
My thing is, I'm not necessarily defending it. I'm just telling you why it is. Like, why this is why they're doing it. Like, a lot of times, that's how I try to explain things. I don't care one way or the other necessarily.
Let me ask you
but
something.
But this is why.
Do you, Chase McCabe, do you like this deal? Be honest.
I don't love it, no.
Okay.
I don't love it. In an ideal world for me, it would have been a 5-year deal, and then you turn the keys over to Askarov, you know, probably, you know, when he's ready, and then you can trade Soros if there was a couple years left on the deal. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
So could he have signed a 5-year deal?
If he wanted to, but that would but why would he do that?
Right. I get it.
Like there's more power to the player. Because the player's like, look, I can go to market next year. So you asked me why they're doing this now. They're doing this now because, you know, and there is a report that Soros wanted to stay in Nashville, so he wanted to get it done now. But they're doing it now because if the Predators jumped on it, and it looks like they've accomplished this, they wouldn't have to pay as much. If he went to open market next year, you know, also depending on the year that he had, my guess is he's going to have a pretty good year if they continue to improve around him. He could have probably gotten, you know, nine.
So we talk about leap of faith all the time. This was a tremendous leap of faith from Barry Trotz.
Yes. Okay. This is his first, in my mind, big move as general manager. This is the first one that we're going to go, okay, we trust you. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it turns out.
God, I hope it turns out famously and the best. And
here's the difference. The first time that, you know, the Predators did a huge contract extension, which I guess was probably, well, Shea. Mm-hmm. So, and I heard Jared talking about this morning, and that, like, well, that was another long-term extension that didn't work. That was also a very different circumstance. He got offer sheeted, and it was either you match it and you keep him, or you don't match it and he leaves.
Yeah.
And ownership told David Poile, hey, we're prepared to match it. That's a guy that we've developed. He's like the first superstar we've ever had.
Yeah.
We need to keep him here. And it was the right move, because I don't think the Nashville Predators are what the Nashville Predators are today if they don't do that
move. I agree. That was media days 2012 when that happened.
Right.
Because I remember.
And look, when you at the time when these guys were signing these 12 and 14 and 15-year deals, that you knew that it probably was not going to – you weren't going to get the true ROI on it, because, like, if you're signing a guy at 25 years old to a 15-year deal, like,
right,
he's 40 when the thing's done.
How did the owners ever agree to this, to get 12 and 14? How did they ever agree to that?
I don't know. Well, and it's a good thing that after the lockout, this is when that all went away. The max deal is 8 years if they're under team control. If Saros had gone to market, 7 is the max he could have gotten.
But still, you're getting paid very well.
Sure.
So you take the chance on Saros having a great year if you don't sign him, and then roll around next year, it's like, all right, we can pay him $9 million. I would have liked that. I would have, because if he goes next year and there's some bad play that continues more than what we've seen, then you're like, okay, then we do this.
Yeah.
I would hate to be a general manager. You could not pay me enough money to have Barry Trotz's job.
Sure.
Nope.
But look, you know, you got to trust him now. And what I was going to say is, when David Poile kind of had his first big one with the Preds, everybody's like, well, he's been doing this. And I don't count Weber. I would say Pekka. Everybody's like, well, he's been doing this for 30 years. Like, you know, I think he knows what he's doing. Barry Trotz is a second-year GM.
Right.
A lot of people love Barry. A lot of people respect Barry. A lot of people trust Barry. And they should. And I'm one of them. But it's like, okay, see how this turns out.
Yeah.
Now you got to build around him. Like, you have pushed your chips into the table and said, I'm in on Saros. Now you got to build around Saros.
So you basically got your quarterback in NFL, yep, NFL terms. Now let's go out and find the pieces around.
Build around the quarterback.
All right. I mean,
like 5-3-5-3 said no way he would sign for 5 years. Right. It's not advantageous for him to do that.
No, I get it.
3-3-3-4 says Saros is good, but at 29 years old, I would have tried for 6 year instead of 8. Again, he doesn't have to do that, and he knows he doesn't have to do that, and his agent knows that he doesn't have to do that, so he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
It basically was like, okay, if that's what you want, we'll just hold out, we'll go to free agency, and then we'll get the 7 year max somewhere else. 3790, I had high hopes for Predators with Trotz, but this deal is Poile 2.0.
And see, that's the problem, Chasers, that there's a lot of that. That's the majority right now.
And look, I hope, as a Predators fan, I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
That this turns out to be a good deal.
Wow.
Shane in the Borough, as he signed it. Hi, Shane. In an ideal world, we would all get to sleep late every day and wake up freshly made waffles and coffee every morning. Is he replying to you?
I guess.
Something you said.
Told him he was awesome. Okay. I get it, man.
Two aspects to look at the contract. One, if there is no movement for all 8 years, that's a problem. My guess is there's not a no movement clause. Voice to text.
All right, so let me ask you this, and texters weigh on this. What's next? What do you want to see next Monday? What do you want to wake up to or hear Monday when your phone dings off?
Well, I think it starts tonight.
Off?
I mean, I don't think it's just Monday. I mean, trades can start tonight.
Oh, what do you want to see?
The Predators are picking 22nd overall.
Let me tell you right now, and I think I speak for a lot of people, I don't care about this draft. I don't care because you don't see these guys for years.
Right. You don't have to care about the draft, but this is where a lot of deals are made.
But
this
what do you want to see? What's the next thing you want to see for this hockey team?
I want them to go get a top-tier defenseman to put next to Yossi, and I want them to go get a scorer.
Can they trade somebody to get the guy that you want? Would you be happy with that?
I mean, Martin Natchez is who I would like,
okay,
and that would require a trade.
All right.
And then free agent, you know, there's some free agents out there. You could get a defenseman.
Is there a tampering period like in the NFL?
I mean,
do you get in trouble if Trotz talks to some free agent tonight and, you know, and they agree on something?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's at the draft, a lot of that stuff.
Okay. All right.
Keiser sent me this. This was from Alex Doherty today in the Tennessee. And the Nashville Predators are set to select number 22 in the first round of the draft on Friday, and according to GM Barry Trotz, the draft position is unlikely to improve. Quote, I've tried to move up, Trotz told the Tennessean on Thursday, but I've had teams tell me, unless you knock my socks off, I'm not moving down. Trotz also mentioned he does not plan on trading Saros or Askarov, the top two goaltenders this weekend. Yeah, he's not trading Askarov either. He's going to hold on to him. Now, you know, in the unlikely, like if all of a sudden Edmonton's like, hey, we're going to trade Leon Draisaitl, because they're not trading McDavid, we're going to trade Draisaitl, and Barry talks to him. They're like, yeah, we want a scar off as a part of the deal. Then, okay, you do it. You don't even think twice about it. Because that's a guy that changes your franchise. You bring him in, it's a different ball game.
Okay, well, let me ask this. Monday, what do you want to see? Not a trade, a free agent. What would you like to see when your phone dings Monday? You'd be like, yes. What's the 1-1?
A defenseman and a forward.
Is there a specific one?
Let me pull up the list here. There's a few.
One that you'd be like, oh, yes. One that's so good that you forget
Brady
about
Shea.
Brady Shea would be good from the defensive standpoint. And look, if they signed Steven Stamkos, I would not hate that move. And I thought Jared actually put this pretty well this morning, that he views it, and the reason like he's for a Stamkos move, he views this as there's two waves. There's the wave that has like an O'Reilly and a Stamkos and older players. Then there's a wave that has, you know, the development of Evangelista, of Kimmel, of, you know, Svechkov, of these guys that are in Milwaukee right now, that they get into their prime. And that Trotz views that Saros, Forsberg, and Yossi are a part of both waves.
Okay.
And if that's the case, like, I'm okay with that. Like, if Stamkos doesn't go back to Tampa, even at 34 years old, and signs a three-year deal with the Predators, I'm okay with it.
But you know he's not coming here.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But if he did, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't hate that.
Where's Brady Shea now?
Is he still in Carolina?
Carolina. So you'd be like, that's one. You'd be like, hey, everybody.
I want them to sign Brady Shea so I can see you try to spell his name.
Oh, Shea Weber, easy. S-H-E-A.
Nope. I think he was the guy in the Chance the Rapper skit where he goes, I'm with my man, turns around and looks at his name. Nope. It is S-K-J-E-I.
Oh, my goodness. Skajia. I got that done.
And the first time I saw his name, I tried to call him that.
Oh, so, what?
615-737-1025. We'll have more reaction to the UC Saros signing. Do that all next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Should this say Juice is back? All right. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, Nashville Super Speedway today. Appreciate them for having us.
So let me ask you this. I asked this earlier, and we had people kind of weighing this. On your text line, Monday, what do you want to see? When your phone dings with an alert from the NHL, what do you want to see about your natural predators? I think it's a legitimate question.
I mean, I'd love to see Sam Reinhart here.
Okay.
But I think he's going to re-sign with
You don't know Florida. That. That's great. That's something you'd love to see. That would make you...
Gensel, that's a big name.
Would that take away the... not the sting, but... I mean, would that all overshadow, like, all right, now you got your goalie, now you got the big boy defenseman or whatever you got there, and let's go forward.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's some truth to that because we live in a world, and I'm sure it's always been this way, but it's like the process just begun. Like, it's not done yet. Like, you've just started making the cake.
Okay.
And, like, it's like somebody walks in and they see, you know, just a little bit of the batter and like, oh my God, this is terrible. It's like, well, it's not done yet. Like, I haven't put the eggs in.
I'm proud of you. That's a very good reference.
That's what this is. And that's so well people done. People see this. Like, there's a right. like texter. I'm thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. 5724 says, I'm hoping that this is a sign and trade. Fingers crossed. That's not how this works. He also said Askarov looks like the next Pekka. Based on what? Based on him playing, you know, a stretch where he was lights out in Milwaukee. Like that's the AHL.
What's he done here when he's been called up? Has he been called up?
Been okay. He's had like two starts.
Okay. Let me ask you a deeper question. Are you ready for this? How far or how close are the Nashville Predators to being a top four hockey team?
They're far away.
Okay.
They're not there yet. Now, can that change or can that improve over the course of the next few days? Yes.
Okay.
All right. I mean, if you add the caliber of players that are out there, that, you know, you add multiples and you're spinning, that's probably going to require you to spend up to the cap. Like, you do that, then okay, this changes the conversation. We all know that any given year, you know, a team can come out of nowhere. Like, we saw it, we lived it in 2017.
Right.
But right now, you know, to honestly answer that question, no, they're not close. They're not, I mean, they're closer, but they're not, they right now, because they just proved it, are a team that is good enough to get to the playoffs. And you never know what's going to happen there. But did I think they're, I mean, Vancouver was a better team in that series. They were. Now, the Predators had their chances, but they let those chances slip away, and they didn't win the series.
Okay.
You know, you can sit there and, like, Andrew Brunette sat there at the press conference and said that one really, really stung. Because you're right. They had opportunities to win it, but they didn't. That's the difference. Like, the good elite teams, mm-hmm. when they have those chances to win, they usually do. They find a way. So they're not there yet. Do I think they can get there? Yeah, I do.
Shane in the borough again. Shane, are you working today? Because, I mean, we don't mind you texting. I'm just curious. Trott said when he took over that it was going to take 3 to 4 years. It's the end of year one. Let that man cook. And, look, I'm on board with you on that. I just, you know, there's a few questions I have about the Soros deal and all that. And, you know, it's putting my mind at ease, which is fine. So,
Mike, the Preds need a guy who scores goals, period. Well, no, I almost said it too. No bleep, Sherlock.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they do. And they got to go get that guy. Like, if you're looking at free agency right now, Steven Stamkos, okay, I put him up there. He had 40 of them last year. Would you take that?
Yeah.
You take 40 goals
yep.
right now? Okay, yeah, I would too.
But it's not going to happen here.
Sam Reinhart scored 57. Probably not going to happen. But would you take that? Is that good enough for you? Yes. Jake Guentzel scored 30. Now, that's a more realistic move that, you know, could be potential.
Why can't we have Forsberg up here in this conversation of 40, 50 goals?
Well, he almost scored 50 last year.
Okay. How many did he have?
He had 48, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that up
right.
there.
Maybe, so, I mean, you get him to do it again. He's now done that. He's been a 40-goal scorer twice.
Love it.
So, you get him to do that. You look at some, you know, some other guys that are available. You know, Jonathan Marchessault scored 42 last year. He's going to be a free agent. He's 33, but he's fit very well in that Vegas.
Stop
team.
The age thing for a little bit, can we? I hear he's getting 30. It's down. No, it's not.
Tyler Toffoli scored 33. Would you take him?
Sure.
He's probably not going to cost you a whole lot either. But again, the age thing does matter because you're looking for the cliff. Like when you're signing, when
he's
you're a GM
in his office downstairs,
he better be. When you're a GM signing these deals, you know,
it's not a 3-year deal. I want a 5-year deal. We're not giving you a 5-year deal.
The player doesn't want to do that.
Well, then we don't need you. Take care of yourself. Gone. I'll give you a 3-year deal. Okay. At some point, the GM has to have the power.
Well,
you just can't fall over and play dead for these people.
In some ways, he does, but like you got to play the game. There's a game you got to play.
All right, I'll give you a 3-year deal. I want 5.
It's all about the game and how you play it. It's all about control and if you can take it.
I'm giving you a 3-year deal. Going to pay you good. All right, I want 5 years. All right, take care of yourself. I'm not giving you 5 years. At some point, the GM has to say, look.
Right, but 9 times out of 10 when that happens, Team X is over here going, I'll give you 5.
Get 5, good. And then, you know, probably that third or fourth year, it's
and
like,
then they win the cup.
That's a chance you got to take, man.
Right. So, again, all right. What you just said, that's the chance that Barry Trotz is taking by thinking, all right, an 8-year deal to keep my goalie here is what I need to do.
But you all keep defending this. That's why it tells me it's not a good deal. Everybody's defending this.
How am I defending it? I've just told you that this is why, it is.
Be glad we're not in the same room together.
Yeah, we're both in different interrogation rooms, right?
We are today. Look what he's done to us, man. He's ripped us apart.
Shane in the Borough weighing in a lot today. People claiming Askarov is the next Pekka or whatever great goalie have not watched him play in Milwaukee. They've seen the viral video clips on Twitter. Thank you. This kid is just ready for the NHL, and no one knows exactly what he's going to be.
That's the whole. That's the point of taking a guy and putting him up there, letting him play.
I understand that, but like everybody sees the highlights, you got to look at the lowlights too.
Sure,
like you do. Like
and
within,
UC had a lot of lowlights last year.
He did, but
a lot.
I mean, he did, but he's still better than a lot of goalies.
Askarov had more lowlights.
Say what?
Askarov had more lowlights.
Yeah,
UC.
Right.
But that dude's not even in the NHL. I'm going to talk about that. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah.
Hey, look,
that's the guy you want to replace him with, a lot of these people.
Hey, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Sir.
You'll get your time in a little bit.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you.
We need You can speak whenever, Mr. Speaker. Robbie tells me I need to get you a dictionary of the word defending.
Oh, Robbie. Hey, Robbie, how about reading my text on air, you big sissy? Robbie was the guy that wanted Brian Finley to put a statue of Brian Finley outside Bridgestone.
Ricky says, hot take Dubin showing his face today. I love it.
Ricky shut his mouth, too. But look, there's a lot of defending of this. Again, when Forsberg and Yossi signed, there was none of this. It was like, great. And
look,
now it's kind of like, what?
I love this. I love that there's a few people on the left. Feel
on
like we're talking
side?
About something last night. Something on the left side, something on the right side.
Right, yeah.
Dan in Columbia says, isn't this signing of Soros like in many ways the same as Florida signing Bobrovsky? You start with key pieces, which the Preds have, and build out from there.
Pause.
I actually think that's okay. That's a really good text. He goes, I know your job is sports talk, but give it time. I think, Dan, you're onto something. That's exactly right. They have the pillars. Like, what do you have to do to, like, if you're gonna build something, you have to have a foundation, right?
Right.
They have a foundation. Soros, Yossi, Forsberg, that's your foundation. Now, Evangelista, is he going to be a part of that foundation? I don't know yet. You know, you got these young guys that I think can be a part of it, but you don't know yet. It's the core. You're building that core.
All right, let me read that again. Is it the signing of Soros, like in many ways, the same as Florida signing Bobrovsky? What was the deal there? Was that the same thing, kind of?
Yeah, I mean, when they signed him in Florida, they had a couple of key pieces, but they had to add more.
Okay.
Now, they did it a lot through trades and free agency.
Okay.
And Bob was a free agent signing.
He says, I know your job is sports talk, but give it time. Well, yeah, we try, man.
We try indeed. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the reaction to the Soros signing. Continue to take your calls, take your texts. 615-737-1025. We're live today at the Nashville Super Speedway here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.